Michonne let himself his friends. Yoshibi says, let's remember that's Yuhu, Hotech Alexehem. The Gemara and Baba Kama, and the Yud Zayin on the days. Says as follows. Boy, Rav Darsa al Kli below Shabbatah. Let's say somebody, an animal, is Doreis on a Kli, and he doesn't break it immediately. But it's Galgal Makom Acher. And then it rolled somewhere else. The Nishvar. And in that other place, it broke. Mal. Vasimei Karazlina. Do we go after Tchilas Maisa Nezik V'Gufehu? And Tchilas Maisa Nezik was V'Gufa. Shalav Behem Shadars HaLakri Nefriz Chai Nezik Shalim Yonim. Or maybe Yodoma Basar Tavar Manazlina V'Tzoros Din Hochem Achashah Shri Tzakri V'Foyal. And since Shri Tzakri V'Foyal wasn't done out of Gufa Bein Ma, El Mikorcha, he's only Chayiv Chatzin Ezek within Sveris. So we more asked on Rava, Tisha Lema de Rava. Why doesn't he post this from Rava? Tama Rava, Rava says, Zorak Kli Rosh Hagag, person throw the Kli from the top of a roof, and it's going to break. Vasid Hayali Shaver, Ben Filas Olaretz, it's going to break when it falls to the ground. And somebody else comes and smashes it with a stick. Pater. Shaver is pater. That meaning like, if you say to the Zarek, the Shaver didn't break a Kli Shom. Manatvira Tava. He broke an already broken Kli. So Rashi says, Pater am Shaver v'chai v'zarek. So the Meshaber is Pater, and the Zorek is Chayiv. Alma, so we see Basar Meikara's there. We go after Meikara. We go after the Tchilas Maisan Ezek. All the Sofa Lishaber, since it's going to be broken, Kshenuch, Mishavudam, it's like the original guy broke. So from the fact that the Meshaber is Pater, it must be that Basar Meikara's there. Why doesn't the Gemara prove from here that Basar Meikara is Lina? So the Gemara answers because the Rabba Pshitla, the Rava no Vaila. To Rava, it's Pashut. And Rava wasn't sure. So therefore, Rava had his Shaila of Basar Meikara or Basar Tavramana. And Rava knew, but Rava was clear about it, but Rava wasn't. Ad kami divrei Gemara. The Mochamos and the Chavavon Beis asks on Rashi, Shamina made Rava. Rava Rashi says that we learn from Rava that we follow Basar Meikara. You know why? Because the Shever is Pater. But ask the Ramban, Dafili Lozlin and Basar Meikara. Let's say you wouldn't follow Meikara. You would say, go Basar Tavraman. You would say that the one who did the Nezik before, Shah Shvir Sekli before, even if you say that you follow Shah Shvir Sekli before, but here, the Shever would be Pater. Why? Because Sefer Lishever, right now it has no Shabbos, it has no Dhamim. So the Mele is Pater. So how can Rashi prove from the fact that the Meshaber is Pater? The Basar Meikara, even if Basar Tavramana, the Meshaber would be Pater because he's breaking something that has no value. So, in order to explain the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, says Marina Ravina Rabbi Abba, you can say that the Ramban learns that the Gether Inyan Shavius is how much money a person can get for an object. And therefore, since now he cannot get any money for this object, he is so fully Shaver, Mimeila has no Shavius. Since now we can't get any money for this object, because in the future it's going to be broken, it's on its way to be broken, it has no Shabbos. Rashi learns that the getter of Shabbos of an object is not because you can get money for it, mitzad atzma. Rather, that we assess the object based on what they would give for it in the shuk is only in order to know the value of the object. The value of the object is independent of whether or not you can get money for it. You just assess it to know what the value of the object is. The value of the object is not whether or not you're going to get money for it. And therefore, here, if we go baser mana or tavar mana, the one who broke it, so he's breaking a chepetz sheleh, and therefore it has shavius. In other words, it's going to break in 2 seconds. But in the meantime, it has shavius, it has value. You couldn't get anything for it. You couldn't sell it to somebody because he's going to say, what good is it going to do for me? It's going to break in 15 in 2 seconds. But even though it's going to break in 2 seconds, we still say that it has value because right now it has value. It's not that you can get money for it before. It's what it's actually worth. Since right now it's actually worth something, then if we go baser tavar mana, then the breaker would be chayav. So it must be from the fact that the one who broke it is pater, that when we say, but we go baser meikara, and we don't say that he's patur because it has no shavius, as the Ramban wanted to say. But rather, he's patur because we view the baser meikara. The breaker is the guy who threw it. Chamas also asked on Rashi from the Gemara later on, the Chavav Amadeis, Zarak Tinok Meirosh Hagag. They threw a baby from a roof, and then someone else was Mekabel B'Sayif, a Rishon Pater. They threw a baby from a roof. And then comes someone else on the bottom and receives this baby with a sword, Rahman al. So the thrower is pater. Because he didn't actually kill the baby. And what about the guy with the sword? That's Tali in the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh and the Rabbanan. If the Achron is Chayiv, because he's Makariv es Misa, so it's Machlokas, if you're on Makariv and Misa, if he's Chayiv. So if you hold yes, then the Kabbalah is chayiv. If you hold no, then no. So ask the Ramban, Ine, with the sphere there, the Rabbah does lean a baser meikara. If we say that Rabbah holds, then we follow meikara. Then why shouldn't the Rishon be chayiv lekulei alma? And the Sheni would be put there. If you're following the baser meikara, and the person who threw the baby should be chayiv. So how can you say? Rabbah himself says that the tinok is pater. And yet, as Rashi learns, Rabbah holds baser meikara. And if it's baser meikara, so it's him killing the baby, the guy who threw it. And how does Rabbah say? No, the guy who threw it is pater. The Nachlas David, he answers, the Misa shiny, Misa is different, because the Rishon Patim Shem Deshin L'Arbanah Mikra Dekol Nefesh L'Rabbi Yehuda Mikra De'ish Ki Yakeh Echad V'lo Shnayim V'Shnayim Shasu Patim. So he says that you can't compare Misa to the Nezek. Because in the case of Misa, the first guy is Patim, because we darshan and according to the Rabbanan, in the pasuk of Kol Nefesh, If you see Masechet Sanhedrin, it says in the pasuk, "V'ishkiyak kol nefesh adam mas yumas." Rabbanu kol nefesh is mashma she'eno chayev ad shi'arva is kol nefesh levada. That he has to do it all on his own. Rabbi Yehuda kol nefesh is mashma she'chayev al mashu me'a nefesh. And therefore, Yehuda Masechet holds that the makaravis misasa was going to be chayev. So, Nachlas David is saying is that Misi is different. That the first guy is Pater, who threw him because we darshan that it has to be Kol Nefesh, and he's not taking Kol Nefesh. And according to Rabbi Ben Viseira, V'yishki Yake, Echad V'loy Shnayim. It's going to be one and not two. Shnayim Shasu Pater. So the first guy is going to be Pater. That's why the Nachlas David says that according to Rabbi, even though we go Basur Meikara, but here not, because you're not Mekayim the Kol Nefesh, or Ish Kiyake. It's hard to understand the Nachlas David. Because if we follow Meikara, Ufar Haruk, he's already killed them the three swarm from the God. So Taka Kol Nefesh, the first guy did all the killing. The second guy didn't do anything. And the Kulei Amo, the first guy should be Chayiv, and the second guy should be Pater. So we have to find Pshat and Rashi. So maybe we can say Pshat and Rashi. It says Marina Rabbeinu Rabbi Abizitzal, that Rashi holds that there's a difference between the gather of Ritzich and the gather of Nizikin. Shilagabe Nizikin, who is Chayev, Biglal Sha'oise She'in Kan Chayfetz. Gabe Nizikin is Mitzchayev because he makes it that there's no object here. And therefore, if you follow Meikar, that the object is going to be broken, it's like it's already broken. In the middle, there's no object here, and that's why the first guy is chayiv. Shenka beretzicha, the chayiv is not because he makes it that there's no person here. He's mischayiv because in the field it's neshama, and therefore, the basar meikar doesn't help him with chayiv the first guy, because sof he still has a neshama. And mishum hachi a rishon pater. So why is the rishon pater? Again, when it comes to an object, if you say Basar Meikara, it's like it's already broken. And if it's broken, there's no chayfetz. If you have a ritzicha, you have to eat your mischayv on the tilas neshama. So Basar Meikara doesn't help. Because sof, it has a neshama. In other words, when it comes to Nisa, you have to take the neshama before. So even when he throws it, it doesn't help because the end, it doesn't. He's not considered the killer because the person still has a neshama. That's apparently what Rabbeinu was saying. And therefore, the first guy is Pater, and the second guy is Talia in the Machlokas Rabbanu Rabbi Rabbi Seira. If you're Chayav Al Tzkir of Misasa. Lagabe Ritzicha, since the Chiyav is Mitzad Natilis Neshama. Only the one who actually took the Neshama is Chayav. When it comes to a chayfetz, the fact that it's going to be broken, that's enough to be mechayev the person. He's a chayfetz that's only bli shavus ki l'kfar shavu. The person who's going to die isn't considered dead. That's the netilas neshama before. In the Sefer Lev Ladas, he explains as follows. To explain the Tzdadei HaSafik, if Basar Meikar, Basar Tavar Manas Lina. So every Nezek is comprised of two parts. Achnasis HaKoyach Hezek LaKli, putting in the power of the Kli being damaged. And the hezek before, usually it comes at the same time. Usually the hachnasas koach hezek l'kli is at the same time as the hezek before. But in our sugya, hadvarim mitpatzlu. The beginning, there's koach hezek l'kli. He threw the kli. That's koach hezek. And the shvira before was afterwards. And that's the nigun of the Gemara. Did we go after the koach hezek? Shavu kvar munach hakol. And you don't need any new ischachus. You just have to wait and see what happens. And therefore, you can already see the Zrikas HaKli, everything that's going to happen after it. That's Basar Meikar. Shehayikar hu atchala. In other words, the koyach and the siba l'kol ha'shtalshlus. Do you follow the reason, the power, the source for all the ishtalshlus? And the tzadah shebasar tavramana says afuch. But there's no real significant meaning for the Yitziras HaKoyach before it's Yotzei Lapoah. Mishum Sheikar Ma Shekara B'Metziut before. The Ikar is what happens B'Metzius. And this can be finished with two ways. In other words, you can say that Yer Shalavot Klal Melech Atchilat HaShvira Atidit. You don't see at all the future. Because it's an Asit Shalom Bala Olam. And Beitayim Danim Rak, Shu Hamid Koach V'Sibal L'Nezek Atiti V'Lo Yoter Mizeh. But you could say no. That even the Tzad of Basar Tavar Mana is Moida, that you see now that the Kli is going to break in one more minute. Nevertheless, it doesn't give it a Hagdara of being a Kli Musak. Because that moment hasn't come before. And Maker HaHezek is telling the Yitzel Apostle, The tzad of Basar Tavramana's Linan is that you follow the Yitzia Lepoah. But one side is to say that you can't originally see from what happens originally, you can't see the future at all, or no. You know that it's going to break, but still, since it hasn't yet broken, you follow now. לכן הכתב המראה לשון של בתר תבר מנה הזלינה. It doesn't say בשר בסייף. Because the opposite of מייקר is בסייף. משום שרק משום שהשבירה בפועל הראה בסוף. Therefore there's a tzad to say that it's the יקר. So we say בשר תבר מנה. We follow what happened before. Not basar basof. Because the ikar is when it's broken before. Yesh l'sim lev sheyotze sheyatzad shel basar meikara chidei shnei chidushim. So if you go basar meikara, there are two chidushim involved. Number one, shebigia koach hezek leolam, when the koach hezek comes into the world, we see the final shvira, that it's going to happen in a moment. We see it already now. We don't say it's his chachus in the Devar Shel HaBalam. We see it is already happening now. And number two, Zeh Atzmo Adayin Lo Haya Mechayev Shehakli Yekabel Mechatchila Hagdara Shel Kli HaMuzak Le'od Dakla. Just because you see it happening doesn't mean it's going to get a Hagdara of a Kli Muzak. Ki Yesh Makom Ladun Sheikar HaZeh Korak B'Shosh HaKli Nishbar B'For. Sherak Me'az Hu Lo Yochal Lashamesh Od Kikli. Aval Ad Az, Lamrot Shekayam Bo Hezek, כוח חזק מושלם, יכול לשמש ככלי מצוין. אבל שצד של בת עמי קם החדש, גם כלפי השם של כלי מוזק, העיקר הוא מה שקיים בכלי, כוח חזק מושלם, שבכוח כבר תמון הכל, ורק עושה לו היציאה לפועל. So you can say on one hand, that once the כוח חזק comes into the world, we see the final שבירה, it's going to happen in one more minute, and it's not as חדשס. That itself doesn't mechayev that the kli is going to have melech atchila agdar of a kli musa. Because you're right, you see that it's going to happen, but it only gets its shame kli musa when it's actually broken. So it comes to the tzad of basim mekar lechadish, no. But it already gets the shame kli musa before it's broken, because it has a koach hezek. Raya ledavar is mishita saraivid. That chavav move over Rashba. He holds that even according to the tzad of Basir Meikara, Azlena, the first guy is patur from pain. Hadamar Rav is Arik Limirosh Hagag, Obacher Vishav Makal Pater, Armani Kolshken Arishan Shu Pater. I say that the second guy is Pater, the first guy is also Pater. Ma Shem Eloi Anishbar. Milo Ashkechan Amdu Lemisa, Lechaya, Pater. Don't we find in the Gemara Sanhedrin that if somebody hit his friend, probably not such good friends anymore, and they assumed he was going to die and he ended up living, he's Pater. So here also, Shem Eloi Anishbar. Therefore he's Pater. Just because you assumed that it was going to be broken, maybe in the end it won't be broken. So he's Pater. So the thrower is Pater, because who says it's actually going to happen? So that actually happens, he's Pater. Sheni Nami Pater, Kevin Amdul Shvira, and the second guy is also Pater, because since it's assumed that it's going to be broken, Neymar Matur Manatur Tava. He broke a broken Kli. Lamar Shitata Ravad, Shigami Batal Meikar Azlinan, even if we go Basar Meikar, the first guy is still Pater. And the Raya is Amdul Misa V'chaya. If Beis Din says somebody's going to die and he lives, the guy who hit him is Pater, because Shem Eloi Amet, because it was a tzad that he wasn't going, to die, so you don't kill the person who hit him. V'chinami Shem Eloi Anishbal. And so too, maybe it wouldn't have been broken. Therefore, we have to understand the right of it. We really have to be choishish that the kli is not going to be nishbar. And even more difficult, the Rabbi proves from the fact that we find by Ritzicha din miyuchad that Amdula Misa v'chai pater. We say Shema Maka, maybe it wasn't Amur la Misa. And the Rabbi compares the din Misa with din Ezekiel, and he says, Lafize, Gamin Ezekiel, Shema Zerika, Loaita Amur la Shavua, or Patua Risham. But there's a Tema Tsuma. If the Rabbi isn't Machalik between Misa and Ezekiel, and he says, just like the guy isn't going to die, the kli isn't going to be broken. Lama raiva tzrich larutzu lavim l'chak lachmo? Where is he running to Sanhedrin for? He can get it right here. Bavakama. Mukach lahedya shigami basim meikaraz lina merisham pater. Because Rabbi says, shizarek tinak merosh hagag, baruch ha'bekib lo sefer, rishon pater. The first guy is pater. Even if we go meikara, because Rav is a Meikara Zlinin person. And nevertheless, if a guy throws the baby Mirosh Hagag, he's Pater. If the Sheni Kibla B'Saif, somebody else came with his sword. And the Gabi Hasheni, it's Talui if he called Bnei Adam, if the Mekar of Misasa was Chayiv or not. Achlokas, Rabban Rira, and Seira. And Ramban already adds that we mentioned. And those who hold that Rava holds Basir Meikar as Lina, Dimken Amaya Rishon Patur. If Rava really holds Basir Meikar as Lina, then why is the guy who throws the baby Pater? Shvichayev. Avalo ma shitveir lano kol miyushav. Shvivatal Meikara and Basir Meikara, they're two chedushim. Number one, Kvar Lechatchila, we see the ultimate damage. So it's not considered davar shelo bala olam. And number two, like we said before, the kli receives the chatchila hagdar of kli amuzak l'shas hashvir. It's already considered, it gets a shame kli muzak. It's already gets a shame broken kli. Not only do we see it, but it already has a shame, not only that it's not a davar shelo bala olam, but that we already see it now as a kli amuzak l'shas hashvir, mele pashut. Yachas l'chidush harishon. As far as the first Kiddush goes, no difference between Misa and Ezekiel. So once there's a koyach that's required for Misa or Nezek, we consider, we already view what's going to happen in the future. It's a davish akvar b'le'olam. So the Misa and the Nezek are not a davish alo b'le'olam. But b'yachas l'chidush ha'sheni, there we can be mechalik between Misa and Ezekiel. It's a davka klapim Ezekiel. When you see the Shvira, Hasafit Ba'olam, now the Kli gets a Hagdara of Kli Amuzak L'Shasa Shvira Mashenke in relationship to Ritzicha, we can say that a person doesn't get L'Chadchil Hashem Shel Adam Amet La'od Daka, because Mishum Shem Inyan Chaim U'Mavet Shel Adam Yikar Mitav V'Afsakat Hashem Shel Bafal, that's what we said before. From Rabbi Abba, that by Nisa, the Iker is the Afsakat Hashem Bafal, and it deals Neshama. Because every moment of life is important to a person. Now we understand the writer. In the Sigur from Daf Chavav, he can't prove that if you go Basir Meikara, the first guy is Pater. Because Daf Galinyan ha Ritzicha Rishon Pater. Shum Shadam lo makabel shem shel met ad mitato before. And the second guy did the Maisa Hamasa. The second guy was the one who killed him. But by Zikin, it could be that the moment you see the future, already the Kli has a shame of Kli HaMuzik L'Shas HaShvira V'Nischai Ba'echad. And therefore, the Ravid brings a raya shebechlal lo rim et hezek asofi miyadchala, and that it's a davar shelo baleola. Mizeh sham b'amdu l'misa b'chay ha-pater. When somebody hits somebody else and they assess that he's going to die and he lives, that the hitter is pater. Because it's muchach that bechlal lo rim et ha-mita, so we don't see the final misa melechadchil. Because if there's any chance, even remote chance, that the Mach is not going to bring to Misa, we can't see Metchilas on Misa until we see it before. Otherwise, the Mach would be Chayiv Misa B'chol Mikra, even if the Sof HaMakah HaMukah Yachai. Is that the Pasuk that the Gemara brings there? The Makah would be Chayiv Misa Miyad. Lo yinu mechakim ad shehamukah yamet, mishum shehamakah mitchayev al ma shehu asa maaseh. Shamur lavi lahariga basof. If he did a maisa that's going to bring to death, so he's already chayiv misa, and amdu la misa. So even if there's a nais and he lived, we're still mechayiv the person, first person. It's because it's not mitzvah. Lo mitzvah she'omed lo yanachon. She b'met hamakeh we should have killed, and that's usually what would have happened. There's just a few cases where he doesn't. But that's together tchias amais, and that's together something new. The figure of Lama Ita, so the Hakah would be Mugdar Kamaisa Hariga, which naturally should bring to the Hariga of the Mukha. So Kamashmana Pasuk, Shalona Dun Kachal Pi Rov, or Cheshish for the Miut. That's just Mefurish there on Tosis and Sanhedrin. That's how we learn from the Pasuk that he's Pater. Because the Pasuk says that if he's walking, Amishanto Vinika Make. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us that we wait to see what's going to happen. Otherwise, we would kill him immediately. So you see that b'chla lo ro'im et amita sofit melechatchila. If there's any possibility the Makkah is not going to bring a Misa, we can't... We don't do anything. Otherwise, the Makkah would be Chayiv Misa B'chol Mikra. V'im Kein, that's why the Ravid is Mochir, proves from there. The Ravid learns it's not a Gzeres HaKasuv that's special for Ritzicha. The Ravid learns from there, Ben Ezekin also. If there's any possibility that the Kli isn't going to be broken in the end, somebody can come and save it, if it's a nace, it's going to break in such a way it's not going to break, it's going to fall in such a way it's not going to break. So maybe we can't see melechatchila the final damage. But in relationship to the question, if we see the end at the beginning or not, there's no difference between Misa and Ezekin. Imagine the difference between Misa and Ezekin. The end. If it could be makabel hagdara of a kli muzik b'shas shvira, so by nezikin you say yes, but not by a person. When it comes to seeing the end at the beginning, not giving it a hagdara of a kli muzik or a dead person. But saying that what's going to happen in the future is not a davar chadash, because you already saw it from the outset, So there's no difference between Nezikin and Maves and Nisa. And therefore you can't be Mechayev the first guy because you don't see the end. That's what the Ravid is proving. The Ravid says, Zara Kli Mirosh HaGag, Uvarcha Rishav Ramakal Pater. And I say, says the Ravid, that the first guy is also Pater. Because maybe it wouldn't be broken. And that's the Inyan of Abdullah Misa L'chaya Pater. Abdullah Misa L'chaya means that you don't foresee the future. If you foresee the future, you'd be killed, even if the guy lived afterwards. So even if Basar Meikara is leaning on a Rishon Pater, and the Raya is from Dula Misa V'chaya Shepater Rishon Lo Yames, which means that you don't see the beginning, you don't look Kvar Bigia Koach Hezek Leolam, Lo Roim Et Hashfira Sofit. And therefore, even if you go Basar Meikara, the first person is still going to be Pater. In our case, because he's not the one who actually did the damage, and you don't foresee the damage. And that's why the Ravid went all the way there. Because from our Gemara, you can make a chiluk between Misa and Ezekin, that he has to be killed before. And therefore, the person who threw him is Pater. So you can't prove from that sugya that if we go Basar Meikar, the Rishon is Pater, because after the Yeretzicha, the Rishon is Pater. Because the person doesn't get a Shem Shalmei till he dies. But by Nezikin, it could be that the moment we see the future, so then it already has a Din of a Kli Muzik L'Shas HaShvira. And therefore the Rabbi proves you, V'chad, don't look at the future. Because if you look at the future, then Amdu L'Meis, then he'd be killed. The Maka would be killed, as we see from Tosfos. So it emerges that we don't have, the pshat is not that we have a suffix, maybe the clue is not going to break. And midin amotzi mechaberel of Araya repat to the first guy. Rather, since there's a possibility that the Zurich is not going to bring a hezek to the Kli, so memela, you don't foresee the future. Not that we're patterning the first guy because it's not mechaberel, we're patterning the first guy because you don't see the future when he throws the Kli. And it's considered what happens afterwards. It's considered about a davar shelo ba'al ha'olam. Until it happens, it's a davar shelo ba'al ha'olam. And therefore, you can't be mechayev the first guy. And why, Taka, aren't you samech on the fact that in most cases the person's going to die? And our object is going to be damaged, so maybe we'll get to that in a minute. But first, the Ravid. L'chein omer Ravid shemizesha sheni patul kol shken sharishan patul shebikaron kevan shanu lo roim klal at hazek hasofi shomed shamur lekrot lekli me'azrika shel harishon el moshav kishdavar sheba leolam. So the second guy that did the hezek to the kli, it was the second guy who did the hezek. Nevertheless, he's pater because he is a taina. Like Rabbi says, that the part is the second guy because I'm reading like Mana Tvira Tavar. He's breaking a broken Kli. Meimar Amar Mana Tvira Tavar, Klamasha Shinito, the second guy is Tainering, that even if you don't see at the beginning the Hezekiah Sophie, Kedav Shabbala Olam, Shvila Chayvis Harishan, she can't be Mitsiachis, it's not its Chachis Gemura, she can't be Machayiv him either. Therefore, he's the Atana that pathers him. Okay, I love you, Adenu, Shishnecha lakim et chatshu b'tzad shal batal meikara. So, Basar Meikara Zlinan means that the Ikar Hashivus, to summarize, is Lavat Korach Hazek Leolam. Vololi Yitziyato Lepoal, and there's two Chedushim in this. Number one, we see the Chatchila, the final Shvir, it's not considered Dabar Shalova Leolam. But that's not Machriach that the Kli is going to be Makabal Hagdara Shal Kli Amuzek Leodaka. Because maybe you need a Shvir before, so Kamashmal on the side of Basar Meikara, that the Korach HaIkari, Ad Kedekach, that the koach is so important that the ikar hezek is kayim already when you bring the hezek la koach hezek la'olam. So not only is it not his chachas, but you already see the, it's already considered a kli muzak, that's basar meikara. The Ravid says that even if we follow Basar Meikara, the first guy is Pater. Why? Because maybe it wouldn't be Nishbar. Like we see from Amdullah Misa V'chayish, a Pater Amakash Shema Loya Meis. Why didn't the Ravid prove this from the same Sugi that he's talking about? Zarekis Atina Pater Mimisa? It is not machalik between Misa and Nesikin, so it must be Shevaklap Be'achelik HaRishon. It is Chadish Shehezek HaSofi and Adavar Shalav Bala'olam. There you can't be machalik between. There you can be machalik between Misa and Nesikin. There you can't be machalik between Misa and Nesikin. As far as Be'achelik HaRishon. As far as the chelak hasheni, v'dai shi yitechen shekaplei mita adam lo mugdal lemet ad mitato b'foal, ma shein kibin azikin. And therefore, only from amdu lemisa v'chai, it's muchach, shebechla lo roi mita mita safit, ad mita buta b'foal. You don't see it at all. And our sigi doesn't help that the first guy is not the murderer, because maybe you need him to die b'foal in order for him to be. You need the person to die before in order for the person to, the thrower, to be considered a murderer. But Amdula Misa, Pshat is, like we said before, based on Tosfos, that if Amdula Misa, then we would kill the guy even if he, we would kill the Maka even if the person ended up living. Because we already see the Mita Sofit. Before it happens. From the fact that we don't. So Kamashman, that also Lagabe Nezikin. We also don't view what's going to happen is it as a lack of ischachus. We see it, it is ischachus. So it emerges that even according to that, according to Rabbah, even if you hold Basar Meikara, the first guy is Pater. Because Shem Eloi Nishbar. And we don't see the future is already as already now. It's already happening now with not being as chachas. V'atam shelo mestamchim b'ze al rov ha-mukhlat shel ha-miklim. שמכה כזה שכזו הורגת, משאומנם לפי הנתונים שקיימים עכשיו בעולם, אדם אמור למות בעוד כמה ימים, וכלי אמור להישבר בעוד דקה, אך מכיוון שאנחנו מדברים על העתיד, עד כמה שבסופו של דבר כן יתחדשו דברים שישנו את כל התמונה, אי אפשר להתייחס אליהם כהתחדשות. אמנם כפלי רגע ההכרה הם התחדשות, אבל כפלי הזמן שבו הייתה אמורה להיות המיטה, הם לא התחדשות אלא עבר. ודוק היטב כי הדברים עמוקים. בדוגמה לזה מצאנו בדיני חזקות, שממת חיישין עד שם ימות לא חיישין, אופי שבחזקה, אמר שמחזיקים שהמצב לא השתנה, ואם כן, מה ההבדל בין להחזיק המצב לא השתנה מלפני דקה, ולהחזיק שהמצב לא ישתנה בעוד דקה? אז שעד כמה שהוא ימות בעוד חצי דקה, יוצא שכפלי עוד דקה המיטה איננו שינוי כלל, שזה יהיה המצב הנתון בעוד דקה, שאומנם כלפי עכשיו זה שינוי, אבל כלפי העתיד ייתכן ולא יהיה בזה שום שינוי. So that was very, very deep. So deep that even I didn't understand it. And the Mirtz Hashem, we have a lot more to talk about on this sugya. And believe me, there we will get to it. And we will Mirtz Hashem sin it flows, rabbis figdolos mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. And as the shiurim progress, the sugya will become more and more of this very, very deep sugya will become much more clear. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.